Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's right.
Killing the game.
We've unlocked the vault. Welcome, everybody, to Sound Sessions Music Vault. Now, there's a lot going on now, like I mentioned before. And luckily, we are living in a time where our president is the number one hipster in the world. President Obama is actually hosting his own music festival coming up on October 3rd.
What? Where? Yeah.
On the South Lawn, aptly called South by South Lawn.
Wait, of the White House?
Of the White House.
This is incredible.
I know, right? The event is actually going to be produced in collaboration with South by Southwest. We'll feature performances by well and emerging artists, but nobody's been really announced yet. It's kind of hush-hush at the moment.
So he was at South by Southwest this year, wasn't he?
That's right. He was one of the keynote speakers.
He's over there, like, taking notes, like, oh, I see what they did here. I want this over on the, South Lawn. Okay.
Michelle, I think that we should host our own music festival at our house. Taking notes, yeah. So what he's doing, not only is it going to be including music, it's actually going to be just like South by Southwest on a nomination basis. So you can see some film and interactive portions, which will be nominated artists will be coming by through there as well. So be sure to nominate someone else you know.
It's so
I mean,
cool.
maybe we can get sound sessions there. I think that'd be kind of cool.
So I'm reading this, actually. So he already hosted a 4th of July barbecue, probably way more exclusive, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it had...
I was there.
Oh, were you? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, Janelle Monae. He celebrated his 55th birthday by partying with Kendrick Lamar and Beyonce.
Humble brag.
Yeah, right. I know. It's the president. He's got his own summer playlist. This guy, I love that he's pretty hip.
Yeah, he is so hip. Could you see Hillary Clinton throwing
Say what you will about his politics or whatever, but hippest president of all time, as far as I'm concerned, of my time.
Absolutely. My favorite president. Yes, we can. Yes, we can put on a music festival.
That's right.
Rolling right along. Rolling Stone actually released its list of 40 greatest punk albums, and Blink-182, who will be here in Chicago on September 9th, is included. And this has sparked some controversy because they've omitted London Calling, The Raw Power.
Wow.
and they also included Bleach as a punk album, which is by the band Nirvana. And so it's
you can
really
see the argument, sure.
Yeah.
If you don't have London Calling on there, you're doing something wrong.
I feel like The Clash is a great, great band.
They got the self-titled on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking.
They have Green Day's Dookie at number 18, Television by Mark K.
Moon. That album holds up so well.
Dookie. Oh, my. So amazing. Let's look at the top three we got here. From the bottom to the top, we have the Sex Pistols, Nevermind the Bullocks. Here's the Sex Pistols, The Clash with The Clash, the self-titled album. Who do you think is number one on the greatest punk albums of all time, Kevin?
Well, I'm looking, and I'm cheating.
Oh, you're supposed to be keeping your eyes closed for this.
I mean, okay, ask again.
The number one punk album of all time, Kevin.
Jane's Addiction.
Sorry.
That doesn't make sense.
It is the Ramones with the Ramones.
Okay. Now, I don't have all 40 here, but here's what my immediate thought. There's no Rancid on this top 20.
That's a good point.
And Out Come the Wolves is a great album. They played it in its entirety at Riot Fest last year, and it was amazing.
That's a really, really good point. Yeah, I don't know who, this is like the Chicago tax, the fine art tax. Who's the arbiter of this decision that makes the greatest punk albums of all time?
Right.
I mean, it's so opinionated.
These lists, exactly. These lists are always so funny. I mean, and look, top 20, there's no Misfits on there either. What's that?
Yeah, there's no Misfits. Like, it depends on what kind of punk. Yeah, I can see where they're coming from. Like, listening to punk music my entire life, I kind of grew up on that. I can see what kind of punk listener this was who created this list, and it's not very hardcore. A lot of poppy songs. I mean, the New York Dolls are on there.
Well,
Sleater-Kinney.
Yeah, I was just going to say, feel free to berate me if I'm wrong here, but is Sleater-Kinney even punk?
They would be apt to say that, yes, they are.
I'm sure they would be, but...
They've played at Riot Fest. They've played at Pitchfork. I mean, but does that make them punk?
I don't know. This is a questionable list.
Well, you know what you can do, Kevin? You can actually launch a petition to get these bands out, because there's another petition going around right now, and that's to stop Phil Collins' musical comeback.
Who started this petition, and where can I find them?
Well, it already has accrued amount of 3,000 signatures.
That's not that many.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how
all
much
things
really
considered. Why would you want to stop this guy? He's brilliant.
You know, I'm not quite sure. In fact, the people who think that he's brilliant tried to start their own petition, but they only have 304 supporters.
Man, there must be something in the air tonight or something.
Oh, I see what you did there. I like that. Nice move, nice move. You know, one of the signees actually wrote in support, "We've burned the rainforest, poisoned the oceans, polluted the air, thrown out an orbiting ring of debris around the planet, and generated enough landfill to cover entire countries. It's time to draw a line in the sand and stop the madness. Collins cannot be permitted to return to work for future generations because they'll never forgive us." So passionate about the stopping Phil Collins.
That guy is such a talented drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Cookie, by the way, going back to the or Jay as he called in, Kevin and Michael, the Go Go's are the first girl punk band of all. The Go Go's are girl punk band the first. It's poorly written, but he's passionate about the Go Go's.
Grammar aside, the Go Go's are like a true punk.
All right,
princess.
All right, I see you, Jay.
Official sound sessions, Jay. We got you, and especially Cookie, who joined us a lot last time. And Cookie, I'm sure you're a fan of this band. The Misfits original lineup reunites for their first performance in 33 years.
Yeah, that's really exciting. That's really exciting. And say what if you're into them, great. It's you understand, but it's 30 years, and they just posted a photo. They performed in Denver last night.
Yeah,
the guys look
dated.
Well, one of them still beefy as heck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's still hitting the weights, but yeah, Danzig is probably seen better days.
Yeah, I'm glad that they came back, but it's hard to say because I love music so much, and especially with punk music, it's like everything about it is just so fantastic, and I don't want these artists to ever go away, but it's sad to see like somebody amazing in decline. Like I saw Brian Wilson at Pitchfork,
right,
and it was just his music is so perfect in every way, but just to see him not enjoy it is not fun.
It's tough to see your heroes so humanized sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the reality of it. Poor Brian Wilson. But, you know, he's still doing it.
I know. But you have everything to look forward to because the Misfits will be back at Riot Fest on September 16th.
If they don't get in a giant brawl beforehand.
That's a good point. And hey, they put the set list online with the closer song, one of my favorite songs of all time, Last Caress.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the jam, yeah.
The jam. We got Burning Man going on right now. There's, I think that you had a little bit of a story to share in the Music Vault there, Kevin.
Let's file this away, and I don't know exactly where I put it. Let me find it here. But let's file this file headlines that just make sense.
Yeah.
Everyone who enters intends to have sex. Inside the Burning Man Festival's Orgy Dome.
Oh, I love that band.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like a band.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 revelers get down and dirty every year.
Wow.
Ew.
Yeah.
A lot of sand out there, by the way. This
so
is
much
in
sand.
A desert. Doesn't that cause issues, maybe? I don't know.
I wouldn't know. Maybe we should ask Susan Parkus about that.
We should. Let's get her back on the line. Susan.
The overworked American's obsession with this Burning Man is such an interesting thing, too, because it's not like you're going to Burning Man with $20 in your pocket. This is an expensive festival to go and check out. I mean, if fun things like the Orgy Dome are happening, though, I mean, I don't see why that they wouldn't.
Which is worse, the Orgy Dome or the Thunderdome? I can't decide. It's, you know.
No, that's a good question.
Oh, you can even get fun Orgy Dome underwear, so I'm going to be ordering that.
So at least they're making money off the Orgy Dome.
Of course.
Which is great. I think we should stop saying that word. All right.
Personally, I'm staying away.
Maybe one year, though. That'll be my honeymoon. You're invited, Kevin.
Oh, God.
moving right along with let's just wash our brains from that.
Yes, please.
Converse is making one of the coolest inventions I've seen to date. Converse made a sneaker with a wah guitar pedal built right
yeah.
in. How awesome is that?
So how does that work? I don't understand it.
Well, you know, the Chuck Taylors and music have always gone hand in hand. We were talking about punk music.
Yeah.
I mean, the dirty Converse is such an iconic look. Conceived by a digital agency, Critical Mass, during the Chuck Hack event back in 2013, the all-wah is a high-top Chuck Taylor with a built-in wah pedal. Simply move your foot, and the tech in the shoe adds a wah to any plugged-in guitar. The fashion technology brand, which is the coolest job ever.
So it comes with, so you're buying the sneaker, and then it comes with like a little input sensor kind of
yeah that's what it looks like.
So this is all like what, Bluetooth? Yeah, I've seen it. sent via Bluetooth to a wah box to give it. Wow. So if you're not familiar, those out there, with the wah pedal, it's quite simply that. It sounds like wah, 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 wah. You've heard it countless times. It's a staple in rock music.
Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. I wonder how it actually sounds, though.
Yeah, you know, because as a musician like myself, and I know you are too, you need a lot of pedals to make a certain amount of sound. This won't be like your go-to wah coming out of your shoe. I mean, but then again, maybe it sounds amazing.
But think about the cool flexibility. Like, say you have a wireless guitar, too, and you, like, jump out into the crowd, and you're wahing in people's faces. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're glued to your pedal board.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives you some flexibility. I like that.
I like that, too. I think that's a good one to end on. Because we want to end on the right foot.
I see what you did there.
Thank you so much,
Something,
Kevin.
Something in the air tonight. Am I doing this right?
Spot on, my friend. And welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. This is Michael, and I'm here with Kevin Richter as
Hello.
Well. And we have our good old friend, Dave Plyer. How's it going tonight, Dave?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to
good
you.
Morning.
Dave, you came right in time because we closed it up a little bit before, but I think we're going to just open it up for just a few more stories. So let's open up that music vault one more time.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to be played every time we open it up. And I'm glad we did open it back up because there is some other breaking news that happened. Kevin, do you remember the song All Star back in the day?
Hey now, you're an All Star.
That's right.
On.
By the great band Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is kind of another fall from greatness story. In fact, the Smash Mouth
Say
singer.
So.
Yes. Our favorite Guy Fieri lookalike was actually too drunk or had a heart attack and was carried off at the Sweet Corn Festival here in Illinois in Urbana.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, can you believe that?
So this is down at U of I?
Mm-hmm.
Have you met this guy?
I have not.
I have. He showed up at the Park Ridge Festival, too. Yeah.
Really?
I've seen this guy before. Yeah, he's totally a wannabe.
Oh,
that's too bad.
And he does absolutely come off as him, so people completely mistaken him for him. He doesn't say he's a lookalike.
Oh, as Guy Fieri comes off as?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. That's kind of his intention, yeah.
Oh, man.
So what happened to him now?
So he was carried off the stage, and people were saying he was too drunk or had a heart attack at the Sweet Corn Festival. There's actually a video about it.
Of him having the heart attack.
Yeah. So they were doing a performance of I'm a Believer just a little bit after his name is Steve Harwell, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Harwell, he got carried off stage after that, and the band needed to continue without him.
Oh.
So I think that they're kind of used to it because I watched the video, and they're just like, all right, he's off the stage. Two, three, four,
the
and
band carried on.
And they just carried
after
on.
After he had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about their relationship?
Well, he might have been too drunk. It might not have been a heart attack. We'll see, though.
I've never seen him liquored up, but I've always seen him taking pictures, and people will go, hey, Guy Fieri, and he'll be like, hey, what's going on?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah. Sad.
Oh, man, that is the most fantastic thing ever. Well, another thing that's coming to an end, which is kind of sad. This is not on the topic of music, but it is on the topic of all things Disney, which is what we all love. The Tower of Terror is going to actually disappear on January 2nd. Can you believe it?
What?
It's coming to an end. I know. Disney's California Adventures Twilight Zone Tower of Terror next stop is slipping into the Twilight Zone. So maybe there's going to be some cool new stuff that's happening at the park.
It's a classic.
Right? My dad and I went to Disney a few years ago. And when I say a few years ago, I mean when I was like 7 or 6 years old.
Sure.
And he went on that ride maybe 10 times. It was one of the favorite rides there.
Well, I've never been a big, like, giant drop kind of guy, like the straight drop. I'm not into that. Here's what I don't like about roller coasters.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I like the twists and the turns and the speed and all that fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the drop. When a ride is just the drop, what's the point of me going on that? You know what I mean? But it's the production value in the Tower of Terror was just so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what made it enjoyable for me.
Yeah,
I would go on it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's kind of cool that they're replacing it with something else because it keeps it exciting. Because if you go back there all the time, you get bored kind of with the same thing. You get complacent. So I think
sure.
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, you got to keep things fresh, I guess. Yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And keeping of things fresh,
uh-oh.
Speaking of keeping things fresh, Eataly, our favorite spot here in Chicago, a great, great restaurant close by the WGN Radio Studios, in fact, is going to let you eat everything it makes for one September night coming up.
To build on that.
Yes.
Because they have pizza.
Yes, they do.
So what are they doing? They're doing what now?
There's an event going on September 16th, 2016. Italy will close early to regular shoppers. The entire place is going to get cleared out, and starting at 5 p.m., ticket holders for this event are going to be allowed in. And what do you get? You get complete access to everything at Italy, all you care to eat, and... Dave, I'm not kidding. We need to go to this.
Have you done this before? I've only seen it. I've like walking down the street. I was trying to get inside, and there was like a line out the corner to do this.
Yeah, it gets really busy.
So this is you buy your ticket, and then you got it. You can eat anything you want. Like you can open a package and just.
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know.
Well, you know what? To build on that though, because they do have pizza. The pizza's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
New study: pizza boosts productivity at work.
100% agree with that in every single way.
Nope, not true. There's no way. Well, there's a study Duke University psychology professor Dan Ariely found in an experiment he describes in his new book, Payoff, the Hidden Logic that Shapes Our Motivations. So according to that, it's going to like increase your motivation. But I could see that, but the productivity, as they worded it in the title, there's no way. When I eat a whole pizza for lunch... I want to sleep.
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
A lot of carbs.
Maybe don't eat the whole pizza, I guess, is the secret there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't not do that.
I know. Once I see pizza, I just want to see it end. Like, I need to eat the entire thing. And if you put some Frank's hot sauce on that, I mean, it's game over.
Nice.
Conflicting stories here.